Pretty fired up. Big win.
How big was that win?
Oh, it was huge. You know, when you come to Kansas State, you know, you don't lose to the Jayhawks. And you know, we weren't going to do that tonight. And, you know, we knew it was on the line, and we know what we got ahead of us. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to start to get ready for TCU again.
Ty said he saw a team that was locked in as much as ever. Is that what you saw tonight?
Tonight, yeah. I mean, everybody knew it was on the line. And you know, some games you need to, you know, coaches need to rile you up a little bit. There was none of that was needed tonight. You know, we were all fired up, ready to go, and it was senior night. It was, you know, a lot of those guys' last game at the Bill, and you know, there was no outside, you know, external, I guess, pump up that anybody needed. We were locked in, and we knew what we had to do. We knew it was going to be a fight. We knew it was going to be a battle, and that's a good KU team. I mean, that's the best team I've played from those guys in a while in my time here, and you know, credit to those guys. But you know, we were the better team, and we did what we had to do to win.
Take me through that touchdown to Sammy. Obviously, that's a late read, and you see him wide open
in
the middle.
No doubt. No, I started my progression to the right side, which he was actually on, and you know, kind of just got flushed out to the left a little bit. And I was actually looking at Cade down the field, but he was pretty covered. And then all of a sudden, I kind of just saw Sammy out of the corner of my eye, and he was like waving his arm at me a little bit because they just completely forgot about him, dropped him, and you know, O-line gave me enough time, and I was able to flip my feet and, you know, shot put it out to him, and he came back and caught it like a punt. But hey, you know, it works. So you know, that was a big play.
Well, only two passes in the second half. How crazy was that?
Yeah, I didn't even know that. It was pretty crazy. But you know, we didn't need to. You know, the O-line took over the game. You know, controlled the line of scrimmage, and that was a big emphasis of that we wanted to have. And you know, especially with the elements, you know, it wasn't that bad, honestly. But we wanted to make sure that we controlled the line of scrimmage because that's huge, and we knew we wanted to get those big dogs going, and that's what we did, and they didn't really have an answer for us.
Will, how much does that second half against TCU stick with you?
Yeah, it sticks with me a lot. You know, that one hurt, and you know, I definitely, you know, walking off the field after that game, I forget who I told, but I told somebody we're going to get a chance at these guys again, and here we are. It's happening, and you know, I'm really excited because, you know, I feel like we got some unfinished business against these guys, and you know, they're a really good team. They're undefeated. It's about as big of an opportunity as you can want at this level, and so I'm fired up. I'm ready.
Do you feel like you threw the ball pretty well in the rain tonight?
Given the conditions, I thought I did pretty well. I mean, credit to our equipment staff. They kept the balls as dry as they possibly could and had like a case out there and towels and everything, and they were working with it. You know, there was only a couple times where the ball got a little slick. So, yeah, we were, in the first half we were slinging around a little bit and, you know, in the second quarter it got a little rainy, but, you know, really overall I thought it was pretty good.
Well, it's been a long time since K-State has played for a conference championship. What does it mean to you to be on the team that's going back there?
Oh, it means everything. It means everything. You know, just to be able to represent K-State Nation in this and to be able to go down there and have a chance to do something that, you know, every team that comes through here wants to do. You know, this is always our goal every year. Is, you know, first goal is Big 12 championship, and you know, we said that in January, and that was the goal we set. And you know, to be able to be here and having that in front of us, you know, it means the world. But like we were saying, job's not finished, and we got one more, and we got to finish it out because you know this is a very big game coming up, obviously, as you all know, but we're going to be ready. It's